The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Meir Meisels of the Scranton Community Kollel and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shachim Daf Tzadi Dalad. The Gemara in Tzadi Dalad and Beis has a machlik at the Chachmei Yisrael and the Chachmei Ha'umais. That's exactly how the sun goes. And the Gemara ends off, V'nirin divareihem midivareinu, the words of the Chachmei Umos Ha'ilam, that say that the sun swings around under the earth, ke'ilu, at night. That's nearer more than what the Chachom said, Chachmei Yisrael said, because Shabiyoy Mayonis Tzayninim, we see, B'chosh, that during the day, the Mayonis are cold, but Laila Reischen, at night, they warm up. The Gemara then continues, Rav Nosson Eimer, B'mayis HaChama, in the summer, the Chama is Mahaleches B'goyva Shol Rokia, L'fikach, since the sun is high up in the sky, Kol Ha'ilam Kula Reseach, the air, the atmosphere is warm, Mayon is Tzaininin, the water is cold, and B'mayis HaGshamim is the other way around, Chama Mahaleches B'shipule Rokia, the sun is towards the bottom of the sky, closer to the earth, L'fikach, Kol Ha'aretz Kula Tzainin, the air is cold, Mayonis Reischim, and the springs, the water, is hot. The Gemara says the third thing, Tanu Rabbanan, Ba'arba Shvilin, Chama Mahaleches, the sun travels in four different locations. Nisan, Ir Sivan, the sun goes Mahaleches Baharim, Kedei Lufasher, Tashlogim, in order to melt the snow. Then continues the Gemara, where the sun goes in the other seasons. These three Gemaras, although they sound like an Agadita, they sound a little bit hard for us to understand. All these three halachas are lemaisa paskind by the poskim halacha lemaisa. We find in Shulchan Aruch that Chaim Simin Tov Nun Hei. In Loshin, one may not need dough from matzah, el b'mayim shalonu, with water that was left overnight. And the reason for this is based on our Gemara. Rashi says earlier in Pesachim that the Mayonis b'mei nisan are cham, because the cham is halachas b'shipulei rakia, still in the winter, and the sun is traveling lower down, and therefore, even though the air is cold, the Mayonis are hot. And since the Mayonis are hot, one has to leave the water detached from the ground for 12 hours, for overnight, in order to make it kosher for baking of matzahs. Because poshut the Mayonis are hot, we understand that even though Chazal told us that dough becomes chometz if it's left for 18 minutes, and until then we can assume it's not chometz thick, it didn't begin to ferment, it's not mechometz, that's all in optimal normal circumstances. However, if you're going to come into a hot place, you can induce unnatural heat, then it will be mechometz faster, and therefore Rashi explains this Gemara, that if the water from the Mayonis is warm, as we say, hot, and you're going to use that for your matzahs, it's going to be mechametz faster, and that's the pshat in the halacha. The Gemara said that water for kneading matzahs has to be left overnight, mayim shalonu. The Yireim, Belezimimitz, he brings down a different Gemara from us. He says that, the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe, nirin divareihem midivareinu, that we see b'chush, that the Mayonis are reseach at night, and cold during the day, because the sun at night travels under the earth and is mechamim the Mayonis. If that's the case, then the water we want to use for matzah should be doubly cooled. First, it's at a whole day in the cold air. And then, right at the beginning of the night, as the sun sinks under the horizon and will begin to warm up the Mayonis by going under the earth and warming them up from the other side, quickly we pull out the water, shkia time. And like that, it sits and cools another 12 hours detached from the ground, which would warm it up had it stayed there overnight, and only in the morning after it's been cooling for 24 hours, 12 in the cold air of the day, and 12 in the martef. Shulchan Aruch says later that you always store your mayim shalonu in the coolest place you have, either in the cold atmosphere of the night, or if it's already warm outside, then in the cool martef, in a cool cellar. Then after 24 hours of cooling, we can use that water for matzah. A third halacha, the Mechaber says that you can use water from matzahs if it's from Beiris, if it's from Ayonis, if it's from Naharis. But if the Naharis are already Nizgadol, they're already overflowing, they're big, because of Hafrashna Shlogim, because the snow is melting, then it's not L'chatzchila, it's not the best thing to use the Mehan Horus, Ramah says. Kishan Horus Gedolus Mehafrashna Shlogim Gshomim, then it's better to use from the Be'erais, from the water that's already in the ground, than not from the water that's flowing in the rivers. And again, the reason brought is because the Gemara said that in Nisan time, the sun is going mahala mahaleches baharim, goes in the mountains, lahavshir sashlogim, to melt the snow. If you're going to get water that was warmed up by the sun as it melted the snow, vayter is going to have a chamimus, it's going to be warm, and therefore, it's going to warm up your dough, it's going to be machmitz to isa faster than 18 minutes. And therefore, once again, we use mei beiris, and not the water from the melting snow, the water that's filling up the rushing, flooding rivers, Nisan time. Shiloh was asked to Tzvi Pesach Frank, what should one do if they're in South America? Here in South America, South Africa, under the equator, southern hemisphere, over there, it's the opposite from us. We bake our matzahs in the winter, at the end of the winter, as we get closer to Pesach. By them, it's the other way around. By them, Shvat Adar is the end of the summer. In the summer, the Gemara says, the sun is going in the middle of the Rakia, the sun's high in the sky, the Mayonas are cold by day, but do they have to leave their water overnight? L'chaira, we'll see the way Rashi explains that the whole reason for Mayim Shalonu is that in the winter time the Mayonis are warm, by them they're in the summer. They don't need to cool off their water. They have cold water. Their Mayonis are already cold. Ratzi Pesach in the Kroy Kodesh, in Chelik Beis, in the section of Masa, Simon Zion, says three heroes to the people in Argentina who asked him the Shaila of how should they bake matzah. It says, first of all, you're baking in the summer. So really, it would be better if you could bake your matzahs after Pesach. Bake them in Tammuz and Av when it's good and cold. Like we do, we bake in the winter. It says, if it's not possible to bake matzahs that far in advance, that long before Pesach, and you have to bake in Adar, in Nisan, in Shvat, where it's hot, where it's the summer, he says three heroes to the people in Argentina. Firstly, he says, make sure you bake in a cold area. Make sure the rooms, the house that you're baking in is well cooled off. There should be no heat in the air to be machmetz dough. Secondly, he says, make sure that your water that you draw before night cools off properly. Make sure you leave it in a cooled off room. You shouldn't leave it out in the air in the outside, because the whole outside is hot. We have from Rashi that bimei shachama, the avir, the atmosphere is warm. And thirdly, he says, if you're afraid the water is not cold enough, he gives an eitzah to throw in some ice cubes, he says. Efshu laniach v'serchem gushe kerach. Throw ice cubes into the water, and therefore will be cooled off properly, and when you come to knead the dough, the water will be good and cold, and you won't chalila have a chashash that will be machmetz, that will turn into chometz, because of the heat of the water. Moshe Shtemrach and Shuvitz on Hoggis, Chelik Beis, also speaks about baking matzahs in South Africa. Again, they're months before Pesach, at the end of the summer. And therefore, he asks also that the reasons brought down to cool the water off, especially in the Firashi, don't really apply to the people living in the southern hemisphere. So he asks, maybe they shouldn't need to draw Mayim Shalonu. And he says a little different from Moshe Shtemrach. He says that really we don't understand what Mayim Shalonu was all about. We don't see any natural heat, any natural warmth in the water just because it sat in the Mayim overnight. We don't understand the chamimus that the Gemara speaks about. The whole thing is an Inyan Seguli. It's something that Chazal understood in the Teva of the water. He said, look, even the Mayim that comes from our Frosh Shlogim, because the sun hit the water, hit the snow as it sat on top of a mountain, and then it dripped down the whole mountainside and dripped, ran over all the snow until it seeped into the ground and washed into the river. We don't see chamimus in that water. Still, Chazal told us that the water that was warmed up from the sun has a certain natural heat in it, and you can't use it for matzah. And therefore, Moshe Sternbach says he doesn't even agree to people who say, let's leave our mayim shalanu in the refrigerator overnight and make it very cold. Says, we don't need to make it very cold. We don't understand how it's warm, and therefore we don't have to understand how to make it cold. We have a Messiah from Chazal, you draw the water, you leave it 12 hours betalos, 12 hours detached in the karka, and that's enough. That's all you have to do. And in Mato Isakain, then your water is cooled properly, and it's kosher to go ahead and be losha isa of matzah with that type of water.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havel.